Hi, this is a procedure for Utica Smith, UT, like Tom, EKA, SMITH. Date of birth is 12/28/1974. Date of service is 5/4/2023. The procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with epidurogram. Number two, injection of the left supraspinatus tendon and intra-articular injection of the left shoulder with steroid, dexamethasone and Martin. The first procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy and epidurogram, was done today. The medical indications are ongoing severe pain in the lower back, which is unrelieved because of the physical therapy. The patient has a automobile accident on 9/20/2022. The MRIs have been found positive in her case. With the herniated disc at L5-S1 and posterior disc margin annular tear, superimposed disc bulge, associated facet degenerative changes, and mild bilateral foramen stenosis and effacement of the anterior thecal sac. While L4, L5, there is a facet degenerative changes, traces of left facet effusion with associated ligamentum flavum hypertrophy. The patient is being scheduled for injection treatment after giving up on the conservative treatment. The main goal is to relieve the pain, improve the healing, and improve the ADLs so that the patient can be returned back to work sooner. She also has two levels of disc herniation in the cervical spine, which will be addressed at a later date. Regarding the procedure of intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and injection of the left supraspinatus tendon, the patient has an ongoing severe pain in the left shoulder. Right shoulder is completely healed up. The MRI was found positive along with the physical examination for positive for Hawken-Kennedy test for supraspinatus testing. The supraspinatus shows tendinopathy with a small amount of intrasubstance, partial thickness tearing, and bursal-sided fraying. And there is a abnormal quantity of fluid in the biceps tendon sheath compatible with tenosynovitis and mild AC joint arthropathy. And the procedures were done according to the protocol. Thank you.